For 25 years, Sri Lanka was embattled in a bitter civil war. The president credited for ending that war is Mahinda Rajapaksa. He is also credited for allowing his Sri Lankan defense secretary, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, to commit serious human rights violations against all and any government dissenters, including journalists. One such journalist was Lasantha Wickramathunge, editor of the Sun Day Leader, a Sri Lankan newspaper that exposed corruption and abuse committed by senior officials in the Rajapaksa government. Here to discuss is Carmen Chung, who is the legal director at the Center for Justice and Accountability based in San Francisco. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
So you all recently served Secretary Gotabaya Rajapaksa for the murder of Lasantha Wickramathunge, correct?
Yes, we did.
Tell us what happened. This was 10 years ago. What happened?
So 10 years ago, there was a group of masked men who had followed Lasantha Wickramathunge from his home on his way to work. And he was killed by this group of motorcycle assassins on that morning. The lead up to his assassination, though, is really a story of the journalistic work that he was trying to do. He was the editor and co-founder of the Sunday Leader. He had a reputation for writing political commentary, investigative reporting pieces that exposed the corruption of the Rajapaksa regime, and also the human rights violations through the conduct of the civil war in Sri Lanka. And he had received numerous death threats. He had been threatened and criticized directly by President Rajapaksa and also the Secretary of Defense, Gotabaya Rajapaksa. And he was sued for his investigative journalism by Gotabaya Rajapaksa. And he was assassinated a few days before he was due to testify in a case on corruption allegations against the Rajapaksas. And so based on the investigation that we have conducted, we believe that the Ministry of Defense had a role in his assassination. And so that's why we've brought this case against the Secretary of Defense.
And how were you able to present him with the papers that he was being charged with this crime?
Well, so Gotabaya Rajapaksa, at the time that he was Secretary of Defense of Sri Lanka, was an American citizen. And he had actually lived in California before returning to Sri Lanka to serve as president, as his brother's Secretary of Defense. And so he was recently in California on holiday, and we learned that he was in the country. And so so we were able to serve him personally through a private investigator and put him on notice of this lawsuit.
And so what happens now?
So what happens now is that he has several weeks to respond. So he can, he has the option of hiring a lawyer in order to represent him in this case in the United States. And he needs to basically tell the court what his answer is to the allegations that we set out in our complaint.
What if anything could stop him from just going back to Sri Lanka and never coming back?
There's nothing that will stop him from going back to Sri Lanka and never coming back. The lawsuit has been properly served. And so as a result, he either has to respond to it in some fashion, or if he doesn't, then he essentially defaults on the response. And then we have the opportunity to seek damages against him for failing to respond to this lawsuit.
And you're bringing this suit on behalf of Lasantha's daughter, correct?
Yes. She's an Australian citizen. She's a incredible young woman who has been seeking and advocating for justice for her father since his assassination 10 years ago.
I think one of the most chilling and sad parts of this is that Lasantha wrote an editorial that was to be published if he was murdered that sort of lays out his willingness to die for what he believed in.
Yes, absolutely. In the weeks leading up to his death, he was so concerned that he would be assassinated that he wrote an editorial that would be released on the event of his death. And in it, he says, "When finally I am killed, it will be the government that kills me." And this editorial was published not just in Sri Lanka, but all over the world.
Where in the judicial system will he be tried?
So this is a civil case that we've brought in the Central District of California. So this is going to be in our federal courts.
And what role does the Trump administration, if any, play in pursuing justice in these kinds of cases?
Well, in this case, very little, because this is a civil case that's brought on behalf by an individual for civil damages. So quite notably, there will be no criminal sanctions that result in the United States as a result of our litigation. There has been an investigation happening in Sri Lanka, which we hope this case will support. But in terms of any direct role that the administration might play in this case, we don't foresee there being one.
And then finally, did I read correctly that the former president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, who was the president when these assassinations of journalists and incarceration and torture was happening, was brought back to be the prime minister by the current president?
Yes. So at the end of last year, there was an attempt to remove the sitting prime minister and to install Mahinda Rajapaksa into the position of prime minister. That was ultimately ruled to be unconstitutional by the Sri Lankan Supreme Court. And so that's been since reversed.
Okay. Carmen Chung, thank you so much for joining us. We will be following this case.
Thank you very much.
Carmen Chung is the legal director at the Center for Justice and Accountability, based in San Francisco and dedicated to deterring torture, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and other severe human rights abuses around the world through innovative litigation, policy, and transitional justice strategies. Coming up next, last week, several Democratic lawmakers